If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Felton. Yes. Raymond Felton right back. Seconds. Felton for three.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula. With me, as always, is Raymond Felton. Raymond, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself, man?
Not too bad. Not too bad, man. This Hornets team is doing my head in, man. I don't know what to expect for the squad this year. And the only consistency on this team are the ankle injuries. Everybody's getting ankle injuries. Hope your ankles are doing fine. Raymond, if you're listening to this, if your ankle's out there, it's going around, stay safe, protect your ankles at all costs, because we saw the return since the last episode. We saw the return of LaMelo Ball and the exit of LaMelo Ball. We're gonna talk about that in this episode, along with the upcoming game tonight. We're recording this on a Friday afternoon. Hornets play the Cavaliers this evening in Cleveland. So we're gonna talk about that, all that good stuff, in a bit. But we'll be right back after this break. The NBA season is going strong, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup information, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so Hornets at this moment, 4-12, 14th in the Eastern Conference, 66 games left. They were on an 8-game losing streak. They went into Orlando, beat the Magic, felt good. And then two nights ago, they played the Pacers. Not so great. LaMelo Ball gets hurt again. So let's start there. So LaMelo Ball, since coming back, 3 games. The Pacers game was his 3rd game back. By far the best shooting game we've seen from him. Like his shot from everywhere was falling. And it's like, oh man, LaMelo's back. This is what we're going to start to see, like the energy. You can hear it in the building. You feel it through the TV screen. 90 seconds left in the 4th quarter. Hornets down by 9. LaMelo Ball goes to intercept a pass. Good runs. Momentum takes him into the front row. And he steps on a fan's foot. He looks like he screams in pain, struggles to even sit down, and immediately gets up and goes to the locker room. Raymond, what goes through your mind when you see it, when you saw that?
Just loss of words, you know, because when you look at, you know, where this team has been since the start of the year, just unhealthy. This person out, that person out, this person starting the season off, then they get hurt. You know, Dennis Smith Jr., he has an ankle injury. You know, LaMelo comes back good. He looks good, play well in Orlando, come out the next game at home versus Indiana, and he has a freak accident at the end of the – pretty much end of the game. The game was pretty much over, you know. Does he – should he been taken out at, before that? You know.
There's a chance, you know, if he gets that steal, it's a 9-point game.
Yeah, true. So, you know, like I can't say nothing about what Clifford keeping him in, you know. Mm-hmm. You're still fighting. So, you know, it's just an unfortunate thing, man. I just hate it. It's just like a bad omen over this team, over these guys, man. And I just don't know where to start, where to put my finger on at it. But obviously losing him is a blow. Losing Gordon Hayward is a blow. Just different guys that are still out. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I've been waiting for this team to get healthy. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to see how they look as a whole with just a healthy team and just seeing what they got. We have yet to see that yet. The record is 4-12. And, you know, I think a lot of that is because of the injuries. You know, I don't think they would be that far down in the standings if they had everybody healthy, if they had all their pieces. So still a lot of games left. I can't say it's a lot of time left, because if you can get too far behind where you can't dig yourself out of a hole. So I really don't want that to happen to them, but guys keep getting hurt. Unfortunately, it's going to be another lottery pick draft year, unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, for those out there who are curious, if the season ended today, the Hornets would have a 48.1% chance at a top four pick and a 12.5% chance at the number one overall pick. They're just outside that, because the worst three teams have 14%. The best chances mm-hmm. of getting one. So just outside that, just for those keeping track at home, just for the record. But so yeah, with LaMelo, like, so since he's been back, which he, to his credit, he said, you know, he came back in the second Miami game, and he said that when Dennis Smith Jr. was ruled out for that game because he got hurt in the first Miami game, mm-hmm. he was like, "All right, I gotta come back. Like, we need it." And salute to come back. And you know, I thought he looked pretty like regular, pretty normal out there moving in those first couple games. You kind of catch him on the sideline, like working his ankle. Would have his like foot on the chair working or stretching it out. It looked mostly like LaMelo Ball. And then against the Pacers, he looked like LaMelo Ball again. Still a little slow, like probably a little slower than normal, taking care of that ankle. And then we saw what happened there. But it's a total freak thing. But to step on a fan's foot is pretty brutal for a lot of reasons. Have you seen, you played 14 years in the league, guys going to the crowd all the time. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often, to be honest with you. Like, even mm-hmm. like we were talking about it when the Hornets were playing Miami, because DJ Khaled's in courtside with his feet on pillows, on a pillow, and like the ref, like the fringes on the pillows are right near the ref's feet. And I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. But these player fan incidents, you know, what goes to your mind when you see that, when you saw that?
A lot of things, but if you take fans from off the court, you take away from, you know, the game and what we used to, you mm-hmm. know, like those fans, you know, paying that type of money to get that close up close in person, you know, view of the game, the view of us, you know. So it's like, should they move it back some? Still make it floor seats.
Yeah.
Still floor seats, but move it back some. Like, I say that with the camera guys. They did it with the camera guys. Like, I think we've had more injuries with camera guys than we have with fans, like LaMelo. Mm-hmm. You know, when he stepped on a fan foot, we've had guys step on, like, camera's feet or hit a camera. I've seen a guy tear his ACL off, like, fumbling with a camera guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, it's just little things like that. Like, we're not trying to take away from the game. But also, if you start to see injuries happen because people are too close, then maybe I should just move those floor seats back a little bit. You know, that's it. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, just moving back.
Yeah. I'm not here to prosecute this guy, right? Paid his money, whatever. Maybe got the wherever got the tickets from, he got the tickets from. How, from a human level, I don't know how he could sit there the rest of the game. Like I was blown away by that. You know, there's 90 seconds left in the game. The arena goes silent after it. And, you know, this isn't Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Like, he's not, at no point do I think this guy was at risk of being attacked for hurting LaMelo or, like, you know what I mean? But
just, he was in a different city. It might have been bad for him.
I know, right? Like, putting in a raps or whatever. He's just, because he's on the TV side. So he's on screen the entire time. Right? So, yeah. But like, if that was me, I'd feel so much guilt. I'd leave. Like, not for any sense of, like, I was in danger. It's like, I just got to get out of here. Like, I feel so bad
about that. Yeah, because they kept replaying it, too. Yeah. And showing his foot.
And that's the wrong guy to do it, because with LaMelo's, like, fan base, like, he has a global fan base, one of the most popular guys in the league. That dude's face was everywhere that night, and I'm sure it still is until LaMelo comes back. So, that's just – that was – weird to me. As I was talking about it on my live stream when it happened. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, that guy just chilling there, unmoved, still had his arm around the person next to him, like nothing happened. That blew my mind. So, whatever, man. He's built different, that dude.
He didn't even show no remorse. Like, are you okay?
Just expressionless, like, the entire time. It was very weird. Very weird. So, you know, get well soon, LaMelo. We'll see what happens. He had an x-ray yesterday. Because, the game was Wednesday. The next day was off day for the Hornets. Yesterday was off day for the Hornets. Yeah, an x-ray. X-rays were negative. He's out. Was ruled out for tonight's game. And we'll just see what happens from this point on. You know, it's the same ankle that he hurt previously. It's a long career. It's a lot of season left. There's no need to rush him back yet. You know, just we'll see. We'll see. That's all we can do is see, wait and see.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we can do.
So, along the injury lines, there is some good news with Gordon Hayward.
Okay.
He's been out with a shoulder injury, and he's been ruled out ever since. Today, he was upgraded to doubtful. Now, as you're hearing this, things may change, but this is the first, like, step, like, towards him coming back to the floor as far as the injury reports go. It's a big game against Cleveland. I know Cleveland's not on the best form right now, but it's still Cleveland, you know. But without Gordon Hayward, this team has been going through it. Not like to not have him, LaMelo, and Terry on the floor at the same time has been pretty brutal. So what do you make of this news of Hayward appearing, looking like he's going to, if not tonight, Friday night, maybe Sunday night, you know, slowly getting back into the mix?
I think it's a good thing. Obviously, they need him. You know, he's another one of those guys I would like to see healthy and play a full season and contribute the way I know he can. I don't know, man. I just, like I said, man, it's just like a bad omen going over this team. You can't keep guys on the court, can't keep guys healthy. And I know they got a great, you know, training staff over there, because I know Joe Sharp personally. He's one of the best. He's one of the best to do it. He's one of the best in the game today. And, so it's just unfortunate, man. Guys just getting hurt. I don't know. I'm just not used to this, man. I'm old school, man. I came in the game, like, in the old school era, man, when guys played through everything. Like, it was forbidden for you to take off unless you broke something. Like, and even in some cases, guys, if they broke, like, a finger or something, there you would see guys with like something over it just still to try to play. Like, I don't know. It's just this, the game is different now. Players are different. You know, not saying that, you know, they're soft in anything by all means. I'm not saying that, but it's just different. I think just the eager to play through everything. The guys do it. And I guess more so too, the teams is protecting what they, you know, spend a lot of money on as well. So I'm not going to have you play through something and it can make it worse. You know, you got to put that into consideration too. A lot of teams sit certain guys out when they get injuries. But I don't know. I'm just I'm just not used to seeing all these injuries and guys missing weeks, months, you know, so many games at a time. It's tough. It's tough, especially like main guys who are supposed to be out there helping, you know what I'm saying? So it's tough, but it's the way the game is now.
Yeah, Hayward this season played the first 8 games of the year, and then he's been out for 8 games. So it's a push on the games played versus not unplayed at the moment. So we'll see what happens. Tonight will be the tiebreaker. We'll see what happens with his availability. Cody Martin, this one came out of nowhere too. There's gonna be long injuries. This injury report is like how the season will be defined. I'm convinced of. Even when we look back, when May comes, it's gonna be injury is gonna be top of the list when you try to categorize the season. But Cody Martin, right? He was injured. I believe he had a knee issue during preseason. The season begins. He plays 1 minute, goes out with a quad injury, and that was the story on the injury report ever since. And then since we've last recorded, he underwent knee surgery and is out for 6 weeks. So that is that's a punch in the gut, not having Cody Martin for an extended period of time like that. At least we have a clearer picture on how long he'll be out, because very tentative. Because even at points, he was looking like he was going to return. Him and Terry were kind of going back and forth and going from being out to doubtful on the injury report until this news came out. So, Cody, best wishes. Like, I think it's an arthroscopic knee surgery. So, nothing too severe. He will be back at some point, but it's tough. Just add that into the list. You know what I mean? And you know what? Credit to Cody. It's different than an ankle injury. We got some more diversity on the injury report, because we're going right back at it with Dennis Smith Jr. rolled his ankle in game one versus Miami. And Mark Williams, the guy who hasn't played at all this year outside of garbage time, got injured playing for the Swarm. Like, with an ankle injury, can't catch a break on any front. Like, the most important players to the guys who don't play, doesn't matter who you are, anybody can get it. Ankle injuries just all over the place. I don't get it.
It's frustrating, man. I told you, man, it's like a bad omen or something, man. I don't know. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to see all these guys, these young guys getting hurt, you know, getting the opportunity to try to make a name for themselves in this league, and boom, they get hit with an injury. That always sucks, you know. But best of wishes to all of them. I hope all of them get healthy. Hope all of them able to get out there and be able to contribute and help, and, you know, just to see where they're at as a team. And then the organization and coach can kind of see where they need to go. You know, do we let other guys play to see what we're going to do next year in the summer, or as far as who we keeping, who we not? You know, are we trying to go get this number one pick, or, you know, are we trying to make one of these, you know, 10 spots, you know? Because it's not only just the top six no more. I mean, top eight no more. You get 10 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got, you know, two extra spots to try to make the playoffs. So, you know, you know, what are you going to fight for? Are you going to fight for that, or are you going to fight for this lottery pick? Which one?
Yep.
So, but you got to get everybody healthy, though, to see what you got.
Yeah, so we'll see. Just wait and see. Hope for the best there. this wasn't in my notes, but I wanted to ask you about this, because in game two against Miami, there's a point where Caleb Martin was at the free throw line, former Hornet, former teammate of PJ Washington, and PJ saw an opportunity to talk some trash to Caleb. Caleb missed his first free throw, and so on the second attempt, PJ was yelling, come on, Cody, calling him his twin brother's name. I respect it. I think it's pretty quality trash talk. To Caleb's credit, he sank his second free throw, but do you have any experiences from, like, trash talking at the free throw line that you can share with us? Either from, it doesn't have to be something you're involved with, but maybe just, you know, something you heard. Because it seems like a prime opportunity to talk some trash when someone's shooting free throws.
Nothing that literally, like, stands out like that, you know what I'm saying? But just regular trash talk, like, you know, go ahead, man, give me one of these. Go ahead, you know you're going to miss both of these. Like, just that typical trash talk, like, nothing really, like forward and personal. Like, nah, just more so just like that. It wasn't nothing crazy.
Because this seemed like playful in a way. Like it was just,
of course, you know, yeah. They're two guys messing with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I've done stuff like that, like mm-hmm. with guys that I know that are friends outside of being on the court. Like I've walked past them when they're on the free throw line and like, man, bet you 100 you don't make both. You know, like just making little jokes like mm-hmm. that, messing with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like doing like that, like just talking trash and just, you know, making things funny, making things, you know, interesting, you know, put a little wager out there on them. Like, bet you ain't gonna make both of these. I bet you 100. Bet you 500. Like, what you wanna do? Like, just talking like that type of trash talk like that, but nothing like that. But which is funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? You make a little joke calling me his twin brother's name, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to mess with him. So, you know, that's all fun in the game.
And PJ said something during the first free throw that I don't want to repeat on this podcast, but it was jokes. He had jokes. He had banter for Caleb Martin at the free throw line. So I respect it. So sticking in Florida, the Hornets did win. You know, it was a big game in the scale of things. Well, let me back up. Is it possible to have a must-win game before Thanksgiving? Because I think Hornets on a losing streak going into Orlando, a game they got blown out in previously.
Mm-hmm.
That felt like a must-win game. And I feel like the Hornets treated it as it, but can it be that early into the season?
I mean, it's a must-win because it's a team that blew you out that you feel like shouldn't have blew you out or shouldn't beat you like that. And then two, it's a division game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all those games always count, whether they're early or late. You know, so it's always – those division ones always count. And then – yeah, well, it's hard to say. It hasn't been 20 games yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to say this that game means more than the 55th game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to say. But like I said, it's a division game. You know, this is a team that's in your division. So you always want to take those games, you know, a whole lot more serious than you do any of the rest of them when it starts to come down to playoff time and, you know, things like that when you get later in the season. So that definitely was a big, big game and a must win.
Yeah, it was. I think, you know, the squad looked great. Orlando did not have Paolo, and the Hornets were getting healthy, and they saw what happened, you know. So it was good. It was good to see. Good to see. So tonight, the Hornets play the Cleveland Cavaliers. The mm-hmm. Cavs are on a 5-game losing streak. Their defense is really struggling right now without Allen. Up next, Washington, and then Philadelphia, and then Minnesota. I think a pretty eclectic group of opponents coming up here leading into mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. What do you make of these next set of games? Because like we opened the podcast with a lot of injuries going on, right? A little uncertainty with who will be available and who won't be. Hornets trying to climb out of a hole. So with these next set of games, what do you think is on these the coaching staff, the players, what do you think is on their mind as they kind of look at this short term run here?
I think the biggest thing is just I think they're really trying to get everybody healthy, honestly. I mean, you still gotta worry about wins and losses. You know, you gotta go with what you got, you know, and try to figure it out, put a game plan together. Give yourself the best chance to win, but you're missing two, maybe three starters, you know, and each person plays a different vital role to the team. You know, Gordon Hayward being a veteran guy that you depend on to make big shots and make plays for you. LaMelo, he's your young all-star, future of your franchise, you know, that's, you know, is going to be a great player throughout this league. And then you got the twin who does everything for you, who hasn't yet to be available. You mm-hmm. know, he's guarding the other team's best offensive guy. You know, he's a slasher. He's a good ball player. He can hit open shot. Like, I mean, you put all that that you're missing with your backup point guard who's been playing great for you.
Yep.
Who has an ankle injury. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, I mean, you just, you kind of left with, you know, let's do the best we can, guys, and try to see if we can steal us two out of this four. You know, Cleveland's struggling right now, so let's try to bounce on them, even though they're playing at home. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're on a 5-game losing streak. They're going to come out fired up. Like, JB going to have those guys fired up and ready to play. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you gotta worry about that. Washington playing good ball of late. You know, they've been playing better. I don't know if that game is at home or away.
It's in D.C.
It's tough. And they play good at home, too. You got two back-to-back road games, man. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, you got two legit top teams after that.
Yeah, Sixers and Minnesota here and Charlotte to close that up. The next set of four games.
The Sixers is playing great. They're playing much better. And Joel Embiid is playing right now.
Embiid might put 70 on Charlotte when he comes in. Like, I'm worried. He may drop 70 on the Hornets.
Oh, man. He is playing like a monster right now, man. I don't care who is in his way. He is killing. So, yeah. You know, they got a lot to deal with. But like I say, man, anything can happen, man. I've seen it. Like, it's just guys, it's your time, your opportunity to step up. It's your opportunity to make a name for yourself. It's opportunity to show the coach, I deserve to play too. So, hey, you know, you hate it that, you know, some of your top guys is out, but the other guys got to be looking at it like, man, this is my time. This is my opportunity. Like, even if this team don't keep me, if I go out here and show out for this time period that guys are out, then maybe another team will come get me. Mm-hmm. Try to trade for me. Get me in the summertime. Like, anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, these young guys don't look at it like that. They don't look at it like this is a major opportunity to come out. Because I've seen some teams, and it used to be San Antonio back in the day, where Ginobili, Tony Parker, guys go out, and then there'd be some guys you ain't never freaking heard of, man, and they don't lose a beat. Mm-hmm. They come in there killing. That's how George Hill made his name.
Yep.
Nobody know about George Hill? George Hill was killing behind Tony Parker. Came in, Tony Parker got hurt. He was out there cooking. Like, who is this kid? I ain't never heard of George Hill before that. I promise you, no offense to George Hill. Like, I didn't know where he went to college at. None of that before all of that. But George Hill, like, had a hell of a career. Mm-hmm. Like, still playing to this day, what I'm talking about. Like, he's still playing with Milwaukee. Like, so, like, you know, like, that just shows you right there, like these young guys, man, they got to look at it like, man, like looking at chops, like, man, I can't wait to get out there tonight. I can't wait to go hoop and try to get this win and show coach that, you know, I can play too, or show somebody else out of these other 29 teams I can play too. Like, they, man, the thing is just different now, man.
Well, so yeah. That brings me to what I want to talk to you about next. Are you on TikTok by chance?
I am, but it's just it's like, I don't, like, you would never know it's me. Gotcha. I'm just on there just looking at videos. It'll be funny.
I feel you, because you popped up on my For You page. And Thad Young giving a pep talk to some kids, some young hoopers, about what it takes to be successful. Talking about, like, blocking out distractions and narrowing in on your goals. I'm curious, do you do that type of stuff often? And you have Thad Young next to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old that video is, but
oh, it just came out. Probably I saw that when we did it. We was here in Dallas, so it was like 2 months ago, maybe 2 months. It was before the season.
Gotcha. Okay,
it was before the season.
Yeah, so like, do you guys, like, do you have a group of players you work with closely that do those types of things, or?
Like, no, it was just on May Hoops, like just a tournament. Like, I know the people who run May Hoops, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just let them know I was going to come out there. It really was just – it wasn't even planned. Mm-hmm. It was just me going out there to watch some kids play, some of the kids that play in my program, just to go support, just going out there just to look. And then all of a sudden, I gets called over there while the kids is in a circle to just, you know, say some words. You know, Rafe Austin, he was speaking at the time. You know, Thad said some words, and then I kind of, you know, finished it off at the end, you know, what I had to say. So, but it's stuff like that I love, man, to have the opportunity to let these young guys understand that, you know, you sitting amongst you're sitting amongst 100 kids or more, like, you just got to be realistic, you know. And I ain't gonna say realistic because I hope all 100, like, I tell the kids all the time, one thing about me, I'll never, you know, tell a kid or try to discourage a kid. I like to be honest, but I like to still give them that encouragement that, yeah, it's a possibility that all of you will make it to the NBA. It's a strong possibility. But guess what? The percentages say out of this 100 or 150, maybe 10 of y'all. That's the percentage. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how hard it is to get in. Then it's even harder to stay. And that was the thing I was trying to explain to them. I said, like, what y'all understand is it's hard to get into the NBA. It's extremely hard. It's not easy. It's a process. It's hard work. It's things going the right way at the right time. It's so many things. And then, boom, you in there. Now, when you get there, he goes this 10-time NBA All-Star that's played at your same position that's playing in front of you. Now what you do? Mm-hmm. How do you find a way to stay? Because he ain't going nowhere. So how you find a way to stay? You know what I'm saying? And it's just all about working hard, working at your craft, being there every day, doing the extra work, watching film, you know, going to him like go up under his wing, like, you know, hey, look, OG, I'm trying to stick. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to get better. Like, you know, like, these kids don't look at it like that. They look at it like, shoot, I mean, I'm the man. Like, I'm the man too. Like, nah, you ain't the man here. You was the man in high school. You was the man in AAU. You was the man in college. But now everybody up here used to be the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody can't be the man when you get up here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, everybody gonna get reality checks and ego checks at the door when you get into the NBA. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. At some point in your career, you know what I'm saying? I got my ninth or tenth year. I got mine. You know what I'm saying? When they told me I was gonna be a backup point guard and I started my first 10. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It hits your ego, you know. It gives you a reality check. But I was blessed to still play another 4 years after that because guess what? I accepted my role, and I did what I had to do, and I tried my best to be the best at it. You know what I'm saying? What my role was a backup point guard. You're gonna play 18 to maybe 25 minutes a game. Like, so while I'm out there, I got to be effective. While I'm out there, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I was in the game with the other point guard, which was Russ at the time. You know, it was CP when I was with the Clippers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we would finish the games together. Like, you know, it's just things like that. You gotta learn how to find your niche, and that's what these young guys don't get. And that's why I was trying to explain to them when I said what I said in that video. Like, get rid of all the distractions. All that stuff is going to be there. Put in that work. Put in that time, because once you get in there, it's even harder to stay. It's even harder because you got a 1,000 plus, maybe 5,000 every year trying to make it.
Yep.
Trying to try out, trying to come over, work out for teams. You know, they going overseas now to go see talent. Like, you got a lot to battle. You know, that's what these young guys got to realize, man. It's not easy, and it's even harder to stay. So, you know, that's kind of what me and Thad was speaking about. And even Rafer, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he said basketball changed his – he changed his life. Mm-hmm. He said, if it weren't for basketball, I could be locked up or something. He said basketball changed his life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gave him an outlet. It gave him a purpose, you know, and that's what these guys and these kids have to really understand. Like, you know, use it for the best of it, because basketball can take you a long way. Get your free education. You can meet a lot of people, you know, going through basketball. Grow relationships, because, you know, that's the type of world we live in. It's about relationships. It's about who you know and who you, you know, become friends with. It's just what it is.
No, and that aspect of, you know, staying in the league and, like, you know, nothing's guaranteed really, really hit when I saw the James Wiseman news, right? Second pick in the draft and got assigned to the G League. And not what you want to see. I'm sure he's not happy about it. He doesn't want to be in that position, but it wasn't working in Golden State. They got to fix it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Golden State trying to win another title. He wasn't really getting done off the bench. When the Warriors played the Hornets, it's pretty wild because I think it's pretty a good example of what you just mentioned too, because you had Wiseman, who was the second pick in the draft, and Nick Richards, who was a second round pick in the same draft class, and Nick Richards kept Wiseman off the floor. Like Wiseman couldn't do anything with Nick Richards, and which is a credit to Nick. You know, he put the work in. He got his opportunity. He's making the most of it right now. He's on the continue. I think he's going to play in this league for like 10, 12 years at least, make $10, $12 million. Like, he's going to make a lot of money for a long time, Nick Richards, doing what he's doing right now. So I'm really happy with him. But it's looking like Wiseman's going to have to accept that kind of role if he wants to make it in the league with the Warriors, because he's going to have to do that dirty work. And I don't know, man. Like, it sucks to see, because I was so high on him coming into the league. But when you see a second-round pick get assigned to the G League in his third season, what goes through your mind when you see something like that?
What is he doing in the summertime? Granted, I know he was hurt. You know, he was dealing with some injuries. But he got to get in that gym, man, and work. You know, kids don't study basketball no more. They don't study the game. Like, look and see where the game is at. The game is not you getting the ball in the post and making moves. That's not the game no more, especially with the team you play for.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They're not throwing the ball to you in the post. You're not about to do that. So what you need to do is learn how to run the floor very hard, run the floor fast, get up and down the court. You might be able to get a quick seal. You know what I'm saying? Those guys might be easier to throw you the ball in that situation rather than you get in the floor of the offense and you trying to post up. You're not about to get this ball in that situation. They're going to throw the ball in the post to Andrew Wiggins before they throw it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just these young guys don't study the game. Like, go work on your jump shot. You play with a jump shot shooting team. They're going to allow it. Like, then you got a guy like Moody,
Kuminga?
Nah. Yeah, I just had a brain fart. Are you serious right now? Big boy.
Ooh,
big fella. Not Draymond, the other one.
Looney, yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. Like, look at Looney. Mm-hmm. Looney don't do nothing that Steph Curry, none of them, most of them guards, like, just looking at them shooting all those three. He don't do nothing of that. But guess what he do? He rebounds. Yeah. He screens hard. Yeah. He rolls hard to the basket. He know how to make passes off that pick and roll. Like, man, study the game. Study Looney. Look at what he do. Because if you able to do what Looney do, man, you's a 7-footer and you athletic. You could jump higher. Like, you could be a better defender. Like, I don't know. It's just to see that, man. It's mind-boggling to me and disheartening. Like what are you doing, young fella? Like, you can really take over for Looney, because Looney has been there for a while. You know, he's older, but it's somebody who can teach you and help you though. Like, this is what it's gonna take to play on this team. You're gonna have to be able to do dribble handoffs. You're gonna have to be able to set good picks. You're gonna have to be able to roll hard and finish and be able to make that extra pass to somebody in a corner. Like, man, listen, man, it's that. When I saw that, I didn't like that at all. I didn't like that because I thought they had higher hopes for him. But one thing I do know about this league, if you ain't getting it done, that's what happened.
Yep.
And they don't care who you are. They'll send you down there.
There's some crazy stat, too. Like, the Warriors starters are like 80-something. Their plus minus is like, it's like plus 80. And their bench is like plus or minus 79. Like, their bench completely negates the starters. And, you know, they're trying to win a title. They got to figure that out. I'm sure it'll be fine. Again, it's really early. You know, it's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, it's really early, but they're going to make some changes.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know.
they got to make some changes.
Yeah. And I think there's a chance that it could involve the Hornets. Like, I saw a fake trade that makes a lot of sense for both teams. Like, Kuminga for PJ straight up. PJ would help that team out a lot. I'm not trying to send PJ out of town at all. I love PJ Washington. He's but I don't know if the Hornets are gonna keep him around or not. You know, he's a restricted free agent this summer. We'll see how that goes. It's too early. I regret bringing that up. I don't even want to talk about fake trades. It's not even 2023 yet. But I think a lot of teams are gonna come circling around the Hornets, if the Hornets continue to play this way, record wise, teams will start circling, looking for like your Oubre or Plumlee or Pete. Like, those talks will come in, like, sorry, January, February for sure. If things don't change around. But we'll see. Again, Hornets play tonight against the Cavaliers. We'll see what happens. I think we're going to call the podcast here. Appreciate everyone out there listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. I've been Sam for Raymond Felton. Appreciate y'all. See you next time. Peace.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for. Trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.